Talk with your partner a couple minutes. Your goal is to get creative, get as many ideas as you can. 2 minutes, see if you can add to that list. You and your partner, go ahead and talk.
Facilitator Doug Osborne leads a room of people in the first stages of brainstorming. He's a professional in the role by now. He's already spent 9 years involved in Sitka's Planning Day, which has been so successful in helping join the community together behind its goals that Healthy Tomorrows decided to bring both the process and Osborne to Kodiak. The meeting works by organizing community members into pairs and groups for discussion, and then narrowing the resulting pool of ideas down through voting. Participants write their goals on pages in huge print and categorize them on a wall according to whether they're broad or specific. They then have the option to explain those goals before everyone votes.
Next one is monthly Road to Independence workshop, self-esteem and hands up. Does somebody want to talk about that? Up to 30 seconds.
Self-esteem is critical to getting out of some of the issues going on. It's an underlying thing. If people don't believe in themselves, they're not going to be able to find a way out. They're going to keep going in the cycle of homelessness, joblessness, and drug and alcohol problems.
But the day isn't all work. There are door prizes.
Our winner is Eric Olson.
And Java Flats caters. During lunch, I get the chance to speak to some of the participants. Ron Bryant is Director of School and Student Services for the Kodiak Island Borough School District and says so far the meeting has fulfilled his expectations.
Well, I think the facilitator's doing a good job of leading us in the direction that we would go and take a large task and narrowing it down to some decision-making that I think it's going to lead to some results.
He says he didn't come in with a particular area of improvement in mind, although two other attendees have some idea of what they'd work on. Kodiak High School students Ryan Guevara and Janelle Chukib say a Healthy Tomorrow's representative visited one of their Family, Career, and Community Leaders of America meetings and invited them.
Some people have taken drugs and they have no way out, and these people have created solutions where we can help these people that are stuck in this loophole, and we could help them come back into society.
Yeah, I agree with Brian with drug abuse, because it became a huge thing on this island since we're like small, and that ruined a lot of people's lives, and that I believe that creating a drug court would actually help us like with treatment and like getting things like filed and like helping people get over the problem.
After lunch, Mayor Pat Branson is scheduled to announce which goals received the most votes. Branson is running a little late, and so Osborne, together with Healthy Tomorrow's coordinator, Marissa Collar-Williams, unveil the winning goals.
Now, we had some exciting news, and that was this. There was a tie for first place, and Healthy Direction said, you know what? We could support another goal. What do these goals get? 2,000 big ones. And startup funds, the technical assistance of Marissa. So, we do got a drum roll on this one. You just hit this. The first goal is
housing first, permanent supportive housing for homeless, including community coordinator. Yeah.
Congratulations.
Housing is first. And the next one that Pat is going to announce is
strengthen downtown through business incubation, cultural events, and arts making.
Ooh. Branson arrives just in time to read the final goal.
The third one is, I'm sorry, I hope I'm not too late here, food co-op with local focus supported by community gardens, local seafood, celebrated with an annual festival. Sounds great. Okay.
The community has 365 days to complete the three goals, and Collar-Williams says Healthy Tomorrows will arrange meetings and support the community in achieving that. I'm Kayla DeRoche.